Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Powering Your Property, where we bring you the latest news when it comes to the property market. Now, the resale condominium price index reached a record high last month. That's according to fresh data out today from real estate portal SRX. The previous peak in the price index was close to 3 years ago in July 2018. We've also seen public resale prices on the rise for the ninth month in a row. We're joined now on the line by Nicholas Mark, Head of Research and Consultancy at ERA Realty, to help us analyze the numbers. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Rachel.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you with us, Nick. And first, I've got to ask you, because you've written a report out on this already, and according to that SRX report this morning, the resale condo price index reached a record high last month. What were some of the drivers of growth there? What are some of the numbers that we're looking at?
Well, I think one of the growth drivers is that the market confidence, especially confidence among buyers, are returning with the rollout in the pandemic. And I think there's also a feeling that the worst of the pandemic that has hit Singapore is behind us. Mm-hmm. And with the rollout in the vaccination program, there are also growing confidence that things will improve. And I think the other thing is that among the people who can afford to buy private properties are the working professionals, people whose income and wealth are less affected by the pandemic last year. So they are actually waiting the sideline for the all clear to enter the market.
Mm. And according to that SRX report, it was 1,662 resale condo units that were transacted in March 2021, and that's the highest resale volume since SRX started releasing that data. Which areas saw the most growth, Nick? Was it the Central Core region again? Or
one of the locations that actually saw a high level of growth in transactions is the suburban areas, the outside central region areas. I think that in that location, because there's not a lot of new launches in some of these suburban areas, but the buyers, especially the HDB upgraders, they're interested to upgrade to private property, and some of them are turning to the resale market. And I think it suits them, for some of them, quite well, because if they were to sell their their HDB flats and buy, they need a completed property to move into. And so a resale condominium would suit them. And at the same time, they would also be able to avoid paying the additional buyer stamp duty for owning two properties at the same time if they were to sell their HDB flat within a given period. And then after that, moving into the private condo.
We're speaking with Nicholas Mark, Head of Research and Consultancy at ERA Realty. Now, Nick, speaking about upgraders, let's move from the private to the public market, because HDB flats had resale prices on the rise again for the ninth month in a row. What's putting pressure on prices now, and why are so many buyers being driven to the sector?
Well, we must bear in mind that about 80% of the residents in Singapore live in HDB flats. Mm-hmm. And similarly, among the buyers of residential property, a huge proportion of them are also buying HDB flats. Mm-hmm. Now, typically, some of these buyers, if they're eligible, they would prefer to buy from the government, directly from the government. Yes, prices are cheaper, firstly, but there is, of course, a waiting period, typically estimated about 3 to 3.5 years. But since the pandemic started about slightly more than a year ago, the construction industry has been severely disrupted. Mm-hmm. Supply chain has been disrupted. We have constantly seen news last year about foreign workers that are kept within the workers' dormitory, and some of these foreign workers are working in the industrial, in the construction industry. And as a result, the many of the construction projects are delayed. I mean, back then, there were even rumors that if you were to buy a flat directly from the government, instead of waiting for 3 to 3.5 years, the delay could cost the waiting time to extend to 5, or some rumors even have it to as long as 6 years. So as a result, some of the potential buyers are turning to the resale market because there's more certainty that they can get the flat, and of course they can view the resale flat and buy it. But resale flats, the supply of resale flats are limited, and so as a result, with this increase in demand and limited supply, it led to an increase in resale flat prices. But that's just one of the reasons. And the second reason is that we also see more of the HDB flats that were built, that was starting to be built in 2012, 13, and 14. They are reaching the end of the 5-year MOP period and eligible to be sold on the resale market. And some of these are quite well located, and they are sold at a relatively higher price than the older flats in the neighborhood. So these two factors combined together led to higher HDB resale prices.
Do you think we can expect this trajectory to continue? I mean, resale prices are now 9.5% above the level of March last year.
Well, I think in the short term, that is in the next 6 to 12 months, we could see upwards pressure on the HDB resale price index. However, the government recently has come out to say that yes, about 85% of the construction projects, public housing construction projects, have been affected. And they say the delay will probably be about 6 to 9 months. Now, this would probably hopefully put an end to those rumors that are circulating of a 2 to 3 years delay. And I think, yes, confidence returned to some of the buyers of HDB flats to again explore buying directly from the government, it could slow down the rise in HDB resale prices.
With that said, Nick, should we be mindful of policy risk and any potential impact on the HDB resale market amid a rapid rebound in Singapore's residential property market?
Well, I think a couple of months ago, there has been rumors swirling in the property market that the government could implement another round of cooling measures. Of course, the expectation was that the cooling measures would probably fall more squarely on the private housing market. But the HDB resale price index has actually been rising at double the speed of the private housing market. So the question is also, not many people have been asking this question, is that what about the HDB resale market? Will the government implement cooling measures there? And I think that the question also comes is, that we should also ask ourselves in the way is, do the government wants to implement cooling measures that deflate the value of HDB resale flats? Because it was not too long ago, there was concern that the declining lease of HDB flats is deflating the value. And now the prices of some of these transacted HDB resale flats are rising. Would the government want to deflate the value again? And so this is really a political decision for the government to decide on that. The previous time that the government implemented some kind of curbs on the HDB resale market was in 2012 and 13, when they limit the loan available to HDB resale flats. And that, coupled with, of course, the cooling measures in the private housing market, everything put together, and it caused HDB resale prices to decline for the next couple of years. So I think that the policy risk on the HDB resale market can have a wider impact. If the government were to implement cooling measures on the HDB resale market, it could have a much wider impact on the whole market.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for sharing all those insights with us today and updates on the latest news out of the property market here in Singapore.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rachel.
Wonderful. We've been speaking with Nicholas Mark, Head of Research and Consultancy at ERA Realty, right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.